Opportunity knocks. How will you answer the door? This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 123. And a welcome to you from South Africa. I'm John Fugler, your host of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Yeah, South Africa. I guess I'm on location. I'm here on business, and I thought I would record it from here. I mean, why not? I've never done this before. And, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to do this is, and you'll notice the audio quality, because I'm actually recording this on my iPhone. No studio here. If you had a picture of how I got the theme music going, you'd laugh. But anyway, bear with me. Just pretend I'm thousands of miles away, because if you're in the States or in Canada, I am. And this primary audience is North America. So here I am. And one of the reasons I wanted to do this, it came upon me as I arrived here and have been here for a few days now, is you wouldn't believe how disoriented you can get when you're out of your own culture, when you're out of your own country. Okay, so I did something really foolish the other day. I have to admit, I was actually in Swaziland, which borders South Africa. I was there for a couple days, continuing on this trip, and had some time off, and we went to the cultural center, got a chance to tour through that for a little bit, and on the way in, I noticed the U.S. Embassy there. Well, you're a long way away from home, but man, you see that and you see the U.S. flag flying, you feel like you are at home. I thought that was pretty exciting. So we went to the cultural center, came back up, and I said, man, I got to get a picture of this. So the guy I was going with, he was driving. And so as we went by, he slowed down. I snapped a couple pictures and I realized, no, 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 you don't do that. That lesson to you. Don't take pictures of the U.S. Embassy, at least not in Swaziland. They flagged us down. They had us pull over. They questioned us. They deleted the pictures in my camera, and also took a picture of my passport. So I'm on record. Thankfully, I had a U.S. passport, and they kind of smiled and everything. The Marines weren't called out, but it was that was really, really disorienting. And that was a good lesson for me that I felt so far away from home. In a moment, I felt I was close and far away, but really disoriented. And when you are in another culture, if you ever have been, as you travel, even if it's similar to your own culture and the way they do things, like, for instance, you're in the U.S. and you go to Canada, Canada go to the U.S., or maybe you go to some European countries and you know how to pay for things, you know how to do this and do that. But there's certain things that you just feel like you're a step off. And that's been that way here when I'm out there alone and I'm not quite sure about, well, how do you use your credit card? How do you pay for this? Of course, they're driving on the left side of the road and haven't driven yet. There's some things that are just a little bit different. And I'm in Johannesburg. It's a city of 10 million people. This is not out in rural Africa in the villages. But still, I have that problem of being disoriented. It got me to thinking, as I was preparing this episode, about the fact that we oftentimes lose perspective when we're in our own environment that we're familiar with. Like when I get back home, I know how to behave in the U.S. I just have, there's instincts about, you know, like what side of the road to drive on and how to get money out of an ATM, how to pay for something, how to shop, where to shop, where not to shop. Those kinds of things you just know because you live there. And think about your own hometown. You really understand your hometown. But it's the same way when we really look at this recruiting thing. And I want to bring a few points out today that I hope will encourage you and give you perspective. And that's what I'd like to do, is really give you perspective where, you know, opportunity knocks. And what are you going to do? When will you open the door? How are you going to open the door? Are you going to go through the door of opportunity? But three things I would like to share with you. First, let me just tell you, my name is John Fugler. I am the CEO of Recruit Me, the founder and CEO. I'm also an author, a speaker, of course, a podcaster. I am now an international podcaster, I guess. And the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship podcast is sponsored by the new Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship System, which is really hot right now. Lots of people are going ahead and getting that. If you'd like to find out more, go to recruitme.com/system. And I'm also hearing from people who are downloading the free recruiting power pack. Do you get the word free? And yes, it's at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. Three things I want to share with you just to kind of shake you up. And if you get out of your environment, you look back on what's familiar, and it really does give you perspective. So I'm helping you get perspective on three things that you would probably nod your head and say yes, but man, I want to really drill these three things into your mind. This is especially for athletes. Parents, which is most of my audience, take this to heart and communicate these three things to your athlete as a way of encouragement. And don't we have to be encouraging, parents? Yeah, we really do. So number one, athlete, you're gifted. You are gifted. You're talented. You have a talent in your sport that not everybody has. And yeah, when you're out on and competing, whether you're on the court, you're on the field, whether you're in the pool or whatever, you are among other athletes, many of whom are talented as well. So you see yourself in that environment. But take your talent against the whole student body and you realize that it is distinct. You are gifted. God gifted you with specific talents. He has gifted you in your sport. He has gifted you specifically to do things within your sport. Maybe you run track and you're a short distance runner. I mean, 100 meters is it for you. And you are excellent in 100 meters. But don't ask, be asked to go further. Maybe you're a basketball player and you make a great guard, but a terrible center or forward. What is it that you are gifted in? Really take account of that. I want you to know you are gifted. And we talked about this in a recent episode, but I had to hit home on that. You may feel a little bit discouraged. You may feel like, well, can I really get a scholarship? Do I have the talent? I've been working at this for a while or hoping. I don't quite know where to start. And there's a lack of motivation because you haven't started with this. The fact that if you are talented, you are set apart. You are gifted. If you feel, and parent, if you feel your son or daughter can compete at the next level, they're gifted. Not everybody can. Not everybody can. See yourself in a distinct way. Get out of your environment of just among your teammates, among opponents, and step back and take a look and see that you have gifts and talents that not everybody else has. Which leads me to my second thing, is that you have opportunity. You have opportunity. Because you're gifted, you have opportunity. But you also have opportunity merely because of where you are. Merely because of where you are. I'm in South Africa, and there are a lot of great athletes here. I still haven't learned how to the rules of cricket, but it is big here. Rugby is big here. I asked somebody today about baseball, and they said, no, it's not. And in North America, there are a lot more sports. You're not going to see any ice hockey players, I don't think, in South Africa or Swaziland. you as an athlete have opportunity. Just the fact that you get to compete and be recruited for an athletic scholarship, man, what an opportunity. Opportunities are out there. You have loads of schools to choose from. There are so many schools in the U.S. that, I mean, you're never going to run out. Your list will never run out. You have opportunities. That's not the case in a lot of other places. But right there, right where you are, you have opportunity because of the numbers of schools. There are international athletes coming to the U.S. that are just dying to get in here and compete for that athletic scholarship, just get on the team and get the education, but you have that right there. To those who don't live in North America, who might be living right now, I would just say to you, if you have a dream for an athletic scholarship and you are talented, go for it, pursue it. Schools in the U.S., junior colleges and four-year schools are looking for talented international athletes. I helped a family get a scholarship from South Africa, I think about 3 years ago, and I had a great running conversation with them, and their daughter was able to get an athletic scholarship. I've had other international athletes experience the same thing. So you just pursue along those steps that I have outlined week after week on this podcast and also in the new Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship System, in my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. It's all right there. Stick with it. You have an opportunity, whether you're in the U.S., Canada, or another nation, use that opportunity and follow those steps that I lay out for you. So number one, you're gifted. Number two, you have opportunity. And number three, you have choices. You have choices. There is a school that is going to be the best fit. There's probably several that are great fits for you. I referred to it already that there are so many schools in the country that you shouldn't run out of choices. And that is fantastic, because the most important thing is that you're in a school and a program that's the right fit. It's not just about athletics. There's academics, there's size of school, there's location, there are a lot of level, Division 1, 2, or 3, there's NAIA. You've got to look at a number of factors. And isn't it fantastic that there are so many schools that you have the choices? This isn't the case in a lot of other countries, a lot of other nations, as I'm here in South Africa. There aren't a lot of choices when it comes to scholarships. I don't know if they have athletic scholarships here, but in the U.S., billions of dollars in athletic scholarships at schools all across the country, all different levels, all different offerings as far as academics. Man, you have choices. I wanted to bring this to you from here in South Africa, as I've had a chance to step outside my country and look in and say, hey, there are some things that seem like just ordinary things that I take for granted, but when I get back, I will look at them in a whole new light and really welcome the cultural fit that I have in my home country. I'm sure this will wear off after a few days, but I wanted to bring this message to you. Hopefully it helps. Hopefully it'll propel you. This isn't something that, it's not the how-to steps. Got plenty of those in my podcast and on my website, but sometimes you just need perspective, and hopefully this gave it to you. I leave you with this. What choice will you make today? Talked about the fact that you have choices. What choice will you make today that will get you one step closer to an athletic scholarship? Just one step closer. Think about it. Is it an athletic choice? Is it an academic choice that you'll make? Is it an attitude choice? Is it an effort choice? It will be maybe a skills development choice. What is that one choice that you will make today that will move you closer to an athletic scholarship? If you need to reach me, I'm at John, J-O-N, at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. And I apologize for any audio problems with this. I may have distorted here and there, but you're going to get this podcast as it's done. There will be no editing. This is 15 minutes. That is really 15 minutes. I recorded, let's see, we're at 14 minutes and 21 seconds. So in a few seconds, I'm going to say goodbye. And God bless you. Wish you a great week ahead. Got some special things planned for you in the future. We're going to dive in to the top three episodes of the year as this year comes to a close. So we're going to revisit the top three episodes, the ones that listeners have told us through the downloads, these are the most helpful. So we want to conclude the year doing that and finish with a bang. Until then, You take care.